Welcome to the Arcturian Ascension Process with Dr. Suzanne Lee.
Good evening. Welcome to the Arcturian Ascension Process. And this is the seventh of the meditations that are guided and or directed by the Arcturians. I was, and I am, Suzanne Lee. And I was directed by my inner guidance, which is the Arcturians, to begin each one by having a little chat with you. And what I wanted to chat a bit about is all of the bodily symptoms that we are having, primarily fatigue. Now, what is happening is that our consciousness is resonating at a much higher frequency than our human earth vessel is used to carrying. Therefore, we are so tired because inside we're running and running and running, but outside we can only go so fast. We still have this physical vehicle. So it kind of feels like trudging through mud. So we expend a lot more energy than we think we are expending because that energy is expended within our consciousness. Actually, expended sounds like we've put it out and it's gone. But in reality, as we are expending it and that we are sharing it and that we are breathing it out. And all of you that have found your way to this show, I know that you are all light workers and we're all having these same kinds of feelings. I just wanted to share a few of the feelings that I've had and that some of my readers have emailed me about or told me about. One of these is this sense that something is about to happen, or not happen, or end, or begin, but we feel like we're just right on the cusp of a wave here, and something's going to happen. Other thing is that time is completely confusing, partially because as the magnetic field of the planet lowers, so does our ability to remember. And time is so much a process of our linear memory. Because remember, time is an illusion, and it's particular just to this dimension. Since we are sending so much of our energy out into the universe, and the universe is, of course, reciprocating, in fact, threefold, for energy out is back threefold. The energy is coming back in threefold. We're getting even more energy back than we're sending out, and we're sending out more than our physical vessel can really understand. And so it responds by being tired. Then we're also having this thought of what's happening next. And if we do not keep attuned to reading what all the wonderful people are writing out on the different newsletters and bulletins and blogs and meditating and journaling and listening to ourselves, we could fall into fear, and we don't want to do that. And so if ever that happens, and it does, it just does, what we do is that we push away the fear and say, I refuse to participate in fear. Just that clearly, just that firmly. I refuse to participate in fear. And then we want to fill that place with love. So take a moment and think about something, anything that you love. And it's fine. In fact, maybe it's better if it's a mundane thing like hugging your child, walking with your pet, gardening, fixing a beautiful dinner for people that you love. Whatever that is, just take a moment and replace that fear with something that you love in everyday life. And then, putting your hands on your heart, say, thank you, thank you, thank you for this love. Because that Thanksgiving seals that love into your aura. So you have push the fear out of your aura. You have filled that space with love, and you have sealed it with thanksgiving. Try it. Works good. I've done it a lot. One of the other things that people are talking about is that they can't remember, as we spoke about before, and that they are so spacey that they would rather look out the window and see a tree than pay their bills. In fact, one of the things that people are saying is, I can't do that anymore. I won't do that anymore. I don't want to expend my energy on that. We are beginning to remember that we are beautiful multidimensional light beings, and we have come here to assist in ascending Gaia. What we are doing is very special. We are ascending a physical planet while we are in our physical body up into a higher dimensional expression. That's a lot. Now, I have read in several places and kind of got inside myself that this is new. I don't know that this has been done before. And Earth would be the place to do it because we have been the schoolroom. We have been the place where myriad civilizations, the Lizzie people, the Draconian people, the Sirians from Sirius A and Sirius B, and even the Dog Stars, Sirius C, Palladians have been here, the Arcturians have been here, the Andromedans have been here. So many of our galactic family have had wonderful and maybe not so wonderful experiences on Earth. It's kind of been like grammar school, maybe nursery school, kindergarten, grammar school, high school. And what has happened is that these civilizations, they made their mistakes, but they learned from their mistakes. And from learning from their mistakes, they were able to actually ascend beyond the limitations of the fourth dimension and move off and have space travel and move to another planet and then move into the fifth, sixth, seventh, all the different dimensions. And they are all here now to help us, because all of them have been a part of creating what we perceive as a human being. Now, a great many of the people that are listening to this aren't really human beings. We are living in an Earth vessel that's a human being's Earth vessel. But as we awaken, we realize that inside of us, we're not just human. Yes, we are human, and we've had many lives in humanity because many, many of us came at the time of the fall of Atlantis to assist Gaia. And when we volunteered to come and to answer her SOS, because at that time, the planet was in danger of destruction. The planet was so filled with darkness that it was on the verge of destruction. And so Gaia put out the call to have light workers please take a body on my planet and bring more light into this reality. And so we volunteered, but we volunteered to stay for the whole 12,000, 13,000 years, or however long it was for us. We volunteered to stay for the duration and to help Gaia again at this time. Help her to ascend, because she has been a wonderful mother to us always. And now it is our time to come back to her and to assist her. And some of us had experiences here as Draconians. Some of us had experience here as Lemurians, as Atlanteans, as Palladians, as Arcturians, as Andromedans, as Sirians. In fact, many of us have had experience multiple times. Perhaps we were Antarians here. Perhaps we were Palladians here. Perhaps we were Draconians here. And we still hold those forms. we still hold our higher dimensional forms, for as we awaken, we realize that we are just one of the many, many expressions of our beautiful multidimensional self. We are on the verge of bursting forth into our light body, which is why we are having so many symptoms of transformation. And I have just mentioned a very few of them. For those of you that are following my newsletter, Multidimensional News, which is archived on the newsletter archive site, you can go to the homepage of multidimensions.com and just click join the newsletter, and then you'll see the subscribe and the archived. The Arcturian process has actually been going on for quite a while, and I encourage any of you that are new to this to go to the free download book page so that you can begin at the beginning of the journey through the Arcturian corridor. Also, before we begin the next part, please check out the new meditation page. We put it all together and organized it. I think it's pretty neat. Okay, so as I was saying, on the newsletters, the Arcturians have been taking us through many, many portals in preparation for our experience of being wondrous light bodies that travel interdimensionally with a mere thought. Now, as we flash into light body, we will become fifth dimensional. But remember, as I said, we have many expressions of ourself. So which fifth dimensional self? Fortunately, we have made a pre-birth contract with a certain fifth-dimensional expression, which I have called our stepping stone self, our stepping stone fifth-dimensional self. Our stepping stone fifth-dimensional self is the fifth-dimensional expression of our many, many fifth-dimensional expressions that we will step into as a process of ascending with Gaia. Now, as a precursor for that, the Arcturians are guiding us, are in the process of guiding us into the six-dimensional divine blueprint of planet Earth. And we will return to that place where Atlantis and Lemuria were still centered on love, we're still centered on peace. That place before a parallel reality was created where fear began to invade into that program. Now, that wasn't really a mistake, because the program all along was to create a polarized reality. Therefore, fear had to be part, because fear is the opposite polarity of love. On my latest YouTube, which is featured on the last email, called Being Light Body, we have the experience of programming our awareness to become light body. As we become light body, we are then able to step in to our stepping stone life. But first, as our light body, we are going to go as a collective unit to do some work on the divine matrix. So now I introduce the Arcturians, who are going to guide us in the process of preparing to take our journey to the sixth dimension. Dear ones, we are the Arcturians. We speak to you now from the higher dimensions of the 8th through the 11th and 12th. From the 8th dimension on, we are so proud to see our many grounded expressions and the grounded expressions of our dear galactic family. All of you are remembering yourself. All of you are becoming a light body. All of you are preparing to step into the fifth dimensional expression of yourself with whom you have that birth contract. We see your light shining bright, and soon you will see it as well. And as you see your own light, you will see the light of others. While you are in your form of light body, you can easily direct your consciousness to perceive whatever you desire to know. There is no limitation, there is no time, there is no space. You are in direct and constant contact with the constant flow of energy and information from the cosmic mind. This cosmic mind has created the divine blueprint, the sacred matrix for life, a polarized life on planet Earth. With the great force of your expanded consciousness, you can connect and interface with this cosmic mind. We ask you now to change your personal mind away from your physical self, away from the perceptions of your third dimensional brain, to direct your attention inward into the multidimensional consciousness of your light body. Allow your multidimensional consciousness to receive the messages that resonate from the cosmic mind into your light body self, who is growing more with every breath, and in to the multidimensional consciousness that you have now integrated into your everyday life. Once you thought with your third dimensional operating system, where reality was something that was outside of you, reality was bound by time, by space, by separation, by limitation. But now you are beginning to perceive reality from your expanded perceptions, and you are able to receive the multidimensional operating system of your multidimensional consciousness. This multidimensional operating system has been downloading into your consciousness, which is part of your fatigue. You are in the process of loading in a new program. Now you know when you try to load in a new program into your computer, you can't do much else. Your computer is busy downloading. If you try to open too many other files and do too much other work, you can crash your computer. And that's what's happening to some of our dear ground ones. You're crashing. You're crashing the computer. And you need to relax, to lay down, to read a book, to walk along the beach, to sit in your yard, to pet your dog, to laugh with a friend. All those wonderful things that allow you to quickly and easily switch over the operation, where you are no longer operating just a physical vehicle, and you will maintain this physical vehicle until it is no longer necessary. But you are also now operating a non-physical being of light, your light body. Therefore, we ask you now to turn around in your brain, in your mind, and look into this new multidimensional operating system, and so that you can change your mind from perceiving yourself as being your earth vessel to perceiving yourself as being your light body. And just as your earth vessel perceives the earth, the physical world, all around it, your light body receives light, spirit, all around. Perceive your light body now within our Arcturian corridor. The Arcturian corridor has been resonating to the frequency of the fifth dimension. Feel how your light body perfectly fits within the resonance of the Arcturian corridor. Now look around and see the many other beautiful light bodies that are sharing the experience of this corridor with you. Commune and communicate with them as you merge your consciousness into the One. Feel the collective consciousness of all the beautiful light bodies within the Arcturian corridor. You are now ready, all of you, we as well, we the Arcturians, and we all of the galactic family that each of you carry within your heart and within your mind. We are ready to commence our interdimensional journey. We begin to perceive that the corridor is spinning faster and faster and faster all around you. Yet, it is not a speed which has movement. It is a speed that is an acceleration of frequency. You can easily match this accelerating frequency with your great light body. Now, you can feel even your light body begin to change. Even the light body that you've just becoming used to is now even faster, even brighter, even bigger, even more united. You are moving into the frequency of the sixth dimension. As you peer through the walls of the corridor, you can see that you are surrounded by a huge matrix. This matrix is the divine blueprint of life on planet Earth. Take a moment and perceive this matrix. From your fully activated multidimensional operating system, you can experience the many frequencies of light that are embedded within this program. As you look in to the matrix, all the layers of this matrix, look around and find the expression of your third dimensional self. Remember, with your light body, you travel with a mere thought. So have the thought, I would like to take a moment to see my third dimensional light vessel. Yes, it is a light vessel. I would like to see my third dimensional light vessel encased within its earth vessel. Can you see it? Can you imagine it? Yes, of course you can. Now, with a thought, say, I would like to see my fourth dimensional aura. With a thought, say, I would like to see my stepping stone reality, the me that I am at the point of my ascension, my fifth dimensional being on New Earth. Now, focus on the sixth dimensional matrix. And all of these different expressions are deeply embedded within that matrix. We slip right back into the one, to the one. This matrix is an overlay. All the different dimensions that flow in and out and intermingle. See this matrix of the many different corresponding expressions of yourself. And see how these many expressions of yourself interact within your third dimensional matrix of self. Now perceive how do these many expressions of yourself intermingle with your fourth dimensional matrix of self. Do all of these expressions of yourself intermingle with your fifth dimensional matrix of self? Allowing your imagination, allowing your great creativity to direct your attention to all of these perceptions and relax into it. If you're unable to have that perception at the time of our speaking, relax. And you may be surprised to find that as you move throughout your day, a small picture comes into your mind of some of these portions of your many expressions of self. Or perhaps it will come into a meditation or while you're discussing your spiritual reality with your friends or in a dream. Just know that the information will come to you at the time that you are ready, and you will know that you are ready because they have come to you. Now, see beloved Gaia's divine blueprint. Do you see how it sparkles and glistens? Look to this higher expression of your light body. Yes. Your light body is not just your individual light body. Your light body is the light body of Gaia. For all of you who are assisting Gaia within her ascension, remember, unity precedes ascension. And if you are uniting the planet, then you are allowing yourself to become the planet. And then the way that you assist Gaia to ascend is that you ascend yourself. And because you are united with the planet is also assisting you. It is a partnership. Now we ask you to remember that perception of your fifth dimensional self. Remember that perception of your fourth dimensional self. Remember that perception of your third dimensional self. And focus your consciousness to feel your heart and your mind, your consciousness of your third eye, your consciousness of your high heart, the visions that you feel, the thoughts that you have, the things that you hear are combined with the feelings, the emotions of love, of unity, even the visceral feelings of your physical body as it is transmuting into a body of light. Focus this consciousness of the many versions of yourself and connect with each of these myriad parallel realities of your great multidimensional self. Now we ask you to merge all of these aspects of yourself with a collective consciousness within the Arcturian corridor. One, feel it begin to blend. Two, feel the resonance raise. Three, the starburst of collective energy, of unity and unconditional love. Now merge your consciousness with us, the Arcturians, and all of our galactic members who have been your guide on your many journeys. With this unified, multidimensionally focused consciousness, find the signature frequency, the signature resonance, the signature feeling on the six-dimensional matrix of fifth-dimensional planet Earth, of fourth-dimensional planet Earth, of the very beginnings of third dimensional planet Earth, in which Lemuria and Atlantis were living within their divine blueprint of unity, purity, peace, and unconditional love. Hold that feeling of life fulfilled in unity, purity, peace, and love. Hold it in your high heart. Save that file to your third eye.
Patterns of a puzzle cast upon a page. Patterns of a life gone by, remnants of an age. How many will remember, how many even care? The times that were important through the stormy and the fair. Memories of an echo, a dream which must now end. What is the moral of this round? What message did it send? Will the world know that it's over? Was a difference made this time? Was the purpose met for coming? Was there a reason or a rhyme? Forever is as never, always is a lark. Completion is a comma, a quick stroll through the park. What's next will surely matter, a beginning to an end. The pieces fall in place now as the path winds round the bend.
My dear Earth Ones, I am Gaia, your Earth Mother. I am joyous to answer your call and any call whenever they come to me. I feel your love for me and I cycle that love back to you. Dearest ones, I am so glad that you have made the decision to join me in my planetary ascension. Remember, my ones, that I am always there for you, and you can call me whenever you need to. I wish to remind you today that many of my representatives have lived in caves throughout their many aeons of service to my body. They would then move to the surface to give their services and to continue their duties to the world. But then they would return to my core. I would like you to imagine a cave before you. At the entrance to that cave is a simple clay bowl. What part of yourself do you wish to surrender to me this day? Today, do you wish to surrender your fear? For one day, will you allow me to take your fear into my heart, into my crystal core, and use it as I may? For fear is a powerful force, and once transmuted into love, it can be of great use to the One. If you will surrender that fear to me, I will gladly take it, because it has been offered to me in love. The surrender and the love of that surrender instantly transmute your fear into its polar opposite, love. Now you must remember, dear, that you have given your fear away today, therefore you have none. With every fearful feeling or thought, see my clay bowl at the entrance to my cave. Surrender that fear to me again and again. Feel my love for you and your love for me. In this way, the fear that you have surrendered shall be replaced with love. I, Gaia, have great sympathy for your many symptoms of transformation, as I too have had many symptoms of transformation. My body is changing more every day, just as yours is changing. For we are transmuting, my dear humans. You and I and the animals and the beings of the water, of the air, and our wonderful brothers, the Cetaceans. All of us, our minerals, earth, air, fire, and water, and our fourth dimensional world as well, is transmuting in to our fifth dimensional expression. What a glorious moment. However, as you know, at the end of a long project, very often we will find that which we have waited till the last minute to complete. And so we now face the final three nights, the final bit of our work, of that which we need to release, that which we need to heal, that which we need to, first of all, face. It is time now for all of you to see yourself, to look at yourself through the eyes of your soul. When you look at yourself through the eyes of your soul, you are able to maintain the love. You are able to love yourself unconditionally. And even when you see behaviors that you now realize are no longer consistent with your consciousness, as you hear thoughts that you now know you do not want to live in your mind, and you feel emotions that you know they need to be released and transmuted into love. When you perceive this through your soul, you are then able to be like a loving parent, such as I am your loving parent, and realize that you are having growing pains. You are seeing what you might call is wrong with you because you have outgrown it, because you no longer need to have fear-based emotions, to have fear-based thoughts, and to have fear-based behaviors. For now, you are resonating to a frequency beyond the polarity of love and fear, and now you are resonating to the frequency of unconditional love. It is this frequency of unconditional love that allows you to assist me, dear ones, and for me to assist you. For together as partners, we create a new world. As we create our new world, we see that which we do not wish to take with us to our new world, and we see that which we want to create easily in our new world, which may be more difficult to create while we still linger on the threshold of our third dimensional expressions. What parts of you do you want to take with you into your fifth dimensional reality? Which people do you want to meet in your fifth dimensional reality? Which people do you hold so love and dear to your heart that you know that they shall go with you, and you shall go with them, and you shall not part, just as I, Gaia, shall not part from you? What are the objects of your physical life that you hold near and dear to your heart? Take a moment and love them. Pull them into your consciousness. For when you move into your fifth-dimensional reality, you can easily replicate them with your thoughts and with your emotions. Many of you are finding that in some ways you love life more than ever, and in some ways you are so fatigued by the struggles and the polarities and the illusions of darkness. Release that which causes you stress, which causes your fatigue, and focus your consciousness on that which you love. And remember, my dear ones, that you are the creators of your reality. The flower opened slowly because you thought it must. Your labors were so painful because they seemed unjust. The sky was dark and dreary, for tears had blurred your sight. But your true self now has come to turn you into light. Remember what I've said to you when you could hear my call? Come here, my dear, and listen, and I will tell you all. You are creator of your life in each and every way, by the actors you perform with, and the dramas that you play. What moment are you choosing? What torments are you losing? Open up your heart, my dear. Fill it full of love, not fear. The journey is beginning. Your freedom you are winning. Just live life in surrender and allow your light to choose. While you walk the path of love and light, there is nothing you can lose. So come alive to peace and calm, and open up your heart to look into another and know them from the start. For all of time within the now, the world's a speck of light. The journey is returning, your wings have taken flight. To know the door and have the key, to set your spirit free, as you lay your hand upon my earth, I join my heart with thee. To your loved ones you're returning, as you journey into one. You shall become a planet, and I shall become a sun. As together we surrender to something yet unknown, your questions will be answered, your pathways will be shown. Surrender to the moment, surrender to the day, surrender to the reason, and surrender to the way. For living in surrender, you have no need to hide. No ego to get wounded, no damage to your pride. Completion is a promise, understanding builds a trust. While you live your soul's desire, you can see the world as just. The dark, the light, the love, the hate are joined into the one. In love and sweet forgiveness, our experiment is done.
Thank you all for listening. Special thank you to Jackie Callis for her beautiful singing and patterns. Please join us again on March 11th, where Anthony V will be our special guest and will share with us his creation of the City of Light in Glastonbury, England.